You know, Visual Studio Toolbox, it's all fun and games. We always have fun. Today we're going to see with Visual Studio and Unity that you can build games like this. Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Arturo Nunez. Hey, Arturo.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Good. Arturo works with Unity, and so we're going to talk today a little bit about gaming.
Yes.
And Unity and Visual Studio have gotten along very well together for quite some time, and it only gets better.
Yeah.
So you're going to show us some of the new things in the latest version of Unity, latest version of Visual Studio. You're going to turn me into a game writer in less than 20 minutes, which is going to be awesome.
That's the goal, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So let me talk to you about Unity first,
okay,
for some of the audience who doesn't know what Unity is. Unity is, it started as a game engine, but now we call it a creation engine.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you can create games, but you can also create interactive applications for VR, AR, in 3D, 2D. So
right,
that's what we are doing.
So if you do HoloLens, there's Unity. If you do mixed reality, there's
right.
Unity.
Right. So we support 30 plus platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you want to deploy your project to any platform that's out there, you can with
okay.
Unity. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So the tool is pretty easy to use. So if you're an artist, you can grab Unity, you can create something cool without having to program. If you're a programmer, you have complete control over what you want to do. Like if you want to program the graphics, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to program the behavior of your characters or the things that's there, you can absolutely do that using C#.
Right.
That's the language we support.
So you create the graphics, the UI, if you will, in Unity,
yeah,
which is its own IDE. And then in Visual Studio, you do the scripting,
right,
which you can do in C# and other languages, right, to actually control what happens.
Right. So Unity takes care of everything, like the rendering, the
mm-hmm.
audio, all of those things for you. So you just need to focus on the behavior specific for your
okay.
project. That's how it works. It's C#. We support other languages, but the best experience is it's using C#.
Right.
Yeah. That's
cool.
What Unity is. Yeah. So let me show you
all right.
A demo using Unity. So this example is called Angry Bots. Something like 6 years ago, we had the same demo. Now with the newest features of Unity, we're showing the same project, but with the newest graphics edition. So
okay.
this is how Unity works, right? It's an editor, it's software, so you can basically drag and drop stuff into your project. So in this case, I created this spider robot in another program. This is a 3D model. The textures were made in another program. I bring those into Unity, and
mm-hmm.
I simply can position them whenever
so
I want.
So you need to have this type of graphics capability? I need to be able to draw floors and robots?
That's a good question. And usually, you can if you have the ability to make them. However, we have something called the Asset Store.
Okay.
So basically, if you just want to focus on the coding part, you can go there, grab some stuff that is pre-made, some animations
okay.
that are pre-made, and just use them for your for
right.
your project.
And then you can edit those if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
If you like this spider, but you want another color, or you
right.
want to make
or
some
more legs
changes.
Or fewer legs,
right?
Or
that's
okay.
possible. So that's how you create your
okay.
your world. You can have a 2D or 3D project,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing you have to do is simply click play to start the simulation of your project, and you can start playing right away. So
okay.
Unity also takes care of all the input. So if you're playing on a PC or an Xbox One or whatever, Unity will translate that input into whatever you are working on. So it's a really simple game, a shooter, that's Space Marine. We have a lot of tools inside Unity to create these things. However, the powerful thing here is that you as a programmer can add behavior on top of everything that Unity offers you, either on the runtime or on the editor.
Mm-hmm.
Unity is fully extensible, so if there's something that Unity doesn't have right now, you could go there and extend the Unity editor. So yeah, that's in a nutshell what Unity
is. So Unity the creatures that bought the Space Marine, that comes with some built-in behaviors, like the ability to go forwards and backwards and left and right and jump, etc.
So,
and then you
yeah.
program additional stuff?
Right. So Some of these objects already come with built-in behavior. Okay. So if you want to start prototyping or doing some of those things, we offer you a collection of assets that you can simply drag and drop and start having something like a camera that moves around or a character that walks around. But as you progress during your development, maybe you want to code the specifics for that project you want. So that's where the programming.
I think that if you're just starting out, you'd want to reuse stuff that's already made
and
get the feel for how it works
and
then get better and better in terms of creating your own images, your own assets, etc.
Right. See, that's the idea that you get started using Unity real quick. But if you're an advanced user, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. So this is the editor of Unity, and the best IDE for editing your C# code, and I'm saying this truly, it's Visual Studio. Like, I've been using Visual Studio for forever. Every time we are working closer with Microsoft, so the experience gets better and better, right?
Okay.
So now we have the ability to debug your Unity projects in Visual Studio, and the workflow is so clean, it's so fast. That's one of the things that I'm super excited
about.
So yeah, this is a basic C# script in for Unity. Basically, if you want to respond to Unity's built-in messages, you need to extend the mono behavior class.
Okay.
But if you already know C#, I will say you're like on the other side. You already know most of the things you need to do to start.
So it brings up an interesting question. Unity is on the mono runtime, right? So what version of C#, what version or equivalent version of .NET, if I come in here, how much of what I'm used to would I be able to actually run inside here?
Right, so we're revamping that. A couple of years ago, we were still using old versions of C# and Mono. Right now, we offer support for the equivalent of 4.2, or the 4.x runtime. C#, currently we support C# 6, but with the newest version of Unity, we're going to support C# 7 features. So yeah, we're trying to get there to provide the latest tools that are out there.
Right.
And
then that gives you the ability not only to do basic C#, but call into various framework stuff, talk to Azure if you want to store information up in the cloud or whatever, right? Because it's .NET.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, that's something that you can absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
also on the performance side, now with these upgrades of the runtimes, we're getting performance boosts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some bugs have been fixed now. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to show you a couple of things of how the workflow works if you're using Visual Studio and Unity. So for instance, as you have seen here, the Unity comes with a project window. So this project window has all the assets in your project. So from textures, sounds, scripts, videos, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a programmer, you might not necessarily care about these assets, right? You just want the code, you just want to have the scripts somewhere at hand. So with Visual Studio, if you go to here window, there's a new Unity Project Explorer, and this tool allows you just to see the scripts in your project. So if I'm just focusing on programming right now, I don't need to worry about clicking other assets that I don't care about. Another cool thing, and this is if you know already C#, but you don't necessarily know the specifics of the Unity API, you can go to the documentation, do things like that, but if you just want to get up to speed with this, there's an awesome feature.
And then I see the screwdriver there, see a full support for Roslyn and...
Yeah. So,
Or at least
me too.
Much support.
There's an option if you click Ctrl+Shift+M, the implement Unity messages option appears. So all the messages you see here, are messages that any mono behavior can receive from the engine. So every time you click play, Unity calls start on all the objects that are on the scene. So yeah, sometimes we have a lot of them. So yeah. Maybe you don't know all of them. This feature, it's super useful. So in case I want to say, please Visual Studio define, sorry, the onTrigger enter message, right? Mm-hmm. If I want to listen to whenever two objects collide with each other,
right.
Then Unity is going to notify me, okay, something collided here. Okay. And I didn't have to go to a browser to search how it's the correct signature for this method, so mm-hmm. it's pretty quick. Okay, I also want to show you how easy it is to debug. And this is very, very important because in the previous IDE Unity used or was shipping with, it was kind of hard to do debugging. So developers ended up just printing everything to the console, and it, you know, it's difficult to do that. That's not the best tool to do that. Within Visual Studio, you can simply add your breakpoints mm-hmm. as you do if you already know to use Visual Studio. In this case, this breakpoint will be called every time I shoot projectile.
Okay.
And within Unity, I can simply attach to Unity and play. So I don't need to be switching between the Unity and Visual Studio. So I can simply say, okay, Visual Studio, launch Unity mm-hmm. while you connect to that process. So I can now start debugging my project here.
Oh, cool.
So as soon as I shoot, Visual Studio captures that
Excellent.
Event, and I can, yep. you know, inspect as you already do
right.
in Visual Studio. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool tools for developers. Also important because Unity is now used by other industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people making interactive applications. So yeah, most people are new to programming. So having these tools at hand, super easy
right.
to use, is very important for us.
So new to programming, what if you've been doing .NET for a while, C Sharp, web apps, line of business apps,
yeah.
and now you want to try your hand at gaming.
Yes.
So the part where you write C Sharp code in Visual Studio is pretty familiar. You can, you know, go to the asset store and get a bunch of assets, but how hard is it for somebody that's just used to writing regular line of business apps to come over and learn the world of gaming and
right, and the graphics and things
and graphics.
Like that. Yeah, so there are a lot of resources on the web on how to learn using Unity, either mm-hmm. by the community,
okay.
But we also have official documentation. I think it's fun to work on this because if you're trying to follow a tutorial, you're making a game, right? So
right.
you get excited about shooting stuff or about collecting points and things mm-hmm. like that. So there's a lot of documentation on that. One thing I always recommend people on doing is at least knowing the basics of you know, graphics or math. It's not required, but I think you can have more fun if you do follow
right.
that path. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to understand the underlying platform. Like if
yeah.
you say, "Well, I know C Sharp, I'm gonna go use Xamarin and write mobile apps because
yeah.
Xamarin's just C Sharp."
Right.
And you get over there and the code you write is similar, but if you don't really understand the iOS runtime or the Android runtime, you know, how great an app can you write? And
sure.
if you come over into Unity and you know C Sharp and you know a few things, but you don't really understand what the engine is doing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, how great a game can you write? So
yeah.
you do ultimately need to get pretty good at that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that is important.
But you don't want to have to wait to master that before you can
right.
create your first game where somebody runs backwards and forwards and jumps,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, definitely you need to know the underlying platform you're running, the hardware you're running, because
yeah.
you're writing a mobile game. But it's too process intensive, it's going to drain the battery in a couple of minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that experience for your user. One thing that Unity already takes care of is trying to write the optimized code for each platform you export to. However, you still need to know, as you said, like the underlying platform you're
right.
targeting.
So how does that part work? You want this game to run on PCs, on Macs,
yeah.
on various phones. do you have to, obviously the code behind is the same.
Yes.
You know, and he has the ability to compile into those platforms, but you have to do the UI differently?
That's an interesting question. You don't. We provide you tools to just like tell, you define your UI, for instance,
okay,
in a certain way, and then Unity will take care of scaling,
okay,
and managing all those things. As you said, the code that you write is the same. Unity will take care of, okay, compiling to the specific platform. And the only thing you need to do basically most of the time is just tell Unity, okay, I want you to build to Xbox One, for instance.
Okay.
In this case, I don't have the component loaded. I need to go to the internet and install it,
okay,
here. But it's super simple to do.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
Cool. And then you may decide that your game is too busy for smaller form factor,
yeah,
and then you might have to adjust it that way if the scaling doesn't take care of it for you.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing is like, given the hardware differences between devices,
yes,
like if I'm running here, I might not care about my computer draining the battery because I can be plugged,
right,
in. But if I'm on the cell phone,
okay,
I am. So
sure,
yeah, you need to take care of those things. yeah, there are a lot of other components that you can understand if you want, if you're interested into that, but some of the other things you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to have a lighting source, you put a light there, it will work, and you don't have to worry about that. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so you can grab Unity for free if you're starting. There is a personal edition,
mm-hmm,
if you want to try it out. Everything is unlocked, meaning that you can do whatever the engine is not locked with any features for pro customers or anything,
okay,
so you can just play around with that. Also, I know the audience is interested in like open source platforms and open source projects. Unity itself is not open source.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are opening many of Unity's components. So the UI is open source, the networking is open source,
mm-hmm,
many of Unity's components are open source.
Oh, cool.
So you can collaborate, you,
mm-hmm,
can just see what's underlying the platform.
Right.
That's possible.
And if you wanted to, you could use Visual Studio Code to do the scripting as well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
you
cool.
Just don't get the nice tie-in from IDE to IDE.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can, those are C# scripts, so
right,
you can edit them anywhere.
Okay, cool.
But if you want to like have all the speed of development,
right,
that's it. It's also Unity, it's available on Mac for,
okay,
for authoring. So if you have Visual Studio on the Mac, the experience is going to be
okay,
the same.
So Visual Studio for Mac also ties in just
as
nicely.
And
cool.
It works great. So it's important because before, if you were developing on PC and then you had to switch to Mac to do iOS development or something,
right,
you had to switch your environment. But yeah, now you can have the same stuff running on both,
mm-hmm,
both platforms.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So also, we're announcing this partnership with Unity and Visual Studio. There's going to be a bundle,
okay,
out there, so you can save a couple of $100. If you buy, if you get Unity and Visual Studio.
Okay,
together.
So if you already have Visual Studio, you can just get Unity, use it for free, and then at some point you have to pay, probably if you're now selling games and whatnot, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, well, so our licensing, it's pretty good, I think. You don't have to pay us anything if you make less than $100,000 per year.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you're just, you can even make money out of your projects. You don't have to pay. After you pass that amount,
well,
you have to acquire.
If I get to the point where I'm making six figures on a game, I'm probably pretty happy to pay.
Yeah, I think
that's
the same
fair.
Way. Yeah, correct.
No danger of that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, but yeah, we don't charge royalties.
Okay.
So if you become a super millionaire out of your, mm-hmm, Unity authored game, you just pay your licenses,
okay,
and you don't have to pay us ever again.
Right.
I think it's important.
And then the bundle is the ability to buy Visual Studio and Unity.
Yes, yes,
okay,
that's the bundle. That's what you,
cool,
you save.
All right, so we'll have links to that in the show notes. We'll put some links to some tutorials and some getting started.
Yeah.
I know earlier today you did some getting started videos. There's really good stuff on the Unity website for how you might get started doing this. And like anything, start small.
Right.
You know, do something simple and then learn bit by bit. But it's a lot of fun, and
it is. It can
be a nice change of pace from writing, you know, the same old desktop and web apps.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fun world.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on and showing that to us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that, and we will see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.